Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to start again. We're up to Halachi Gimel, Daf, Tzanak Aleph, Amar Aleph. What about his Kaddish? If a person builds a new house, Kona Kelim Kaddashim, or if he buys new garments, Omer,
Shlomo, we can't hear you.
One second. It doesn't think that I'm the host right now. Okay. Let me close on all my browsers.
Shlomo, you went psychedelic. It's really cool.
Hold on a second. I'm shutting off my video.
Okay, great.
Okay, no video tonight, guys. We're having a lot of technical difficulties. If this, fails again, I'm going to have to just make this just an in-person because we can't delay it any further. We've already delayed 6 minutes because of technical difficulties. So this is the last chance we're giving this. I apologize to all you people online, but hopefully shutting off the video will do the trick. Okay, one more time. So we said that if you build a new house, you buy a new kelim that you make a shakyanu. We're just commenting. Joey, do me a favor, shut your video, please. Just commenting that if it's new for you, it doesn't matter if it's an old garment that had already been used, you still say Shachiyonu. I have a couple other comments, but due to time issues, we'll wait till the end. So you make a bracha on bad, even though there's some good. So in other words, they give examples. So if your field was flooded, so even though there's some sediment that will perhaps have a long-term impact on your field because it will act like it'll improve the ground quality, but the fact that it got flooded and destroyed the crop that was there, that's a ra'a me'ein ha'toivah. You make a bracha dynamis, even though there may be a potential good. V'ha'toivah me'ein ha'ra'a. So that's where the example they give there is you find something, you find a metzia, and again, Joey, please close your video. If you find a pearl, let's say, or a diamond, so that's a good thing, but if the king finds out, then he'll come after you and try to give you all kinds of kenosis. So, but lemaisa, the violet's very good. So you make a bracha on the type. That's why it says me'ein ha'tayva, me'ein ha'ra. There may be some good, there may be some bad involved in it. Okay, hazak l'shavar, person cries out about something which already happened. Raise it to last shav. It's a waste of time. It's shav, right? It says, What's shvua? Shav? Shav is always something is mimitzias, doesn't make sense. A person makes a shvua on a chair that it's a table, so it's a shvua shav, right? So this is also, it already happened already. You can't pray something happened already that it shouldn't be. Ketzad, ha'itzei ishtem u'baris, if your wife's pregnant, you should not say, and he says, yiratzen that she should give birth to a zohar, to a male, or raise a tefillah shav. Obviously, the gender of the child has already been chosen, and it wouldn't make a difference. Ha'ibam adarach, person comes in from a trip, shomat zol tzvach ba'ir, and he hears the people calling out, the cry. There's a great, the screaming going on. And he says he ruts in that shouldn't be in my house. So it's here, Topesi. It's also a tefillah shav. I just used the translation that they gave me here in the book, but it's not limited to clothing. It's could be any new utensil that gives a person simcha. This is an important point here in Hilchos Brachos, Siman Reish Chaf Gimel. It says over here, Dovar She'enu Choshuv Kol Kaf. If it's something which is not really that choshuv, kagon, for example, chalok, a shirt, omen alignment clothes, or a pair of pants, or a pair of shoes, these are not things that are choshuv, and therefore you do not make a shakyon on them. Now, in Hu'ani, what if he's a poor person? So the Mechaber says that the poor person, he's excited even when he gets a new shirt, so he should make a brach. However, the Ramah disagrees and says, Yesh Oimrim, doesn't make a difference. Afilo ani enim abrach al-chalok min alayim u'chadam v'chein nogin. And that's the midhug. Okay, so it has to be something which really gives you simple. If you're a rich person, it's brought Mishnah Berurah, brought Magen Avraham. If you're a very rich person and you get custom-made suits on a regular basis, and for you to get a new suit is no big deal. He never makes a chef. You don't want the suit. Okay? But yes, Kalim Chadashim, it could be if you get a new refrigerator, which is a rare thing and would give you simcha, then you would make a chef. Yes. Or Hatova Beitiv if it's a refrigerator. Okay. Bonabai is Kalim Chadashim. Talk to Gemara. Remember, okay, Barbara, Lois of Dorm Chadashim. Not only if it's brand new, even if it's old, because it is as if they're new for him. In other words, that's what we said before. For him, it's new, and therefore, yeah, if you own something and you sold it to somebody else, and then you bought it back, you do not make a shakti on that, because that wouldn't be considered a simcha. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi bar Avo Amar, Kono, if he buys new clothing, Oimer, what about Nitenlo? What if it's given to him as a gift? So this is very strange. What's the difference between whether he bought it or whether it was given to him as a gift? What? He earned it? What do you mean he earned it? Which is greater? Or Hatova HaMeitav? No, Chef. In other words, it affects more than yourself. I would say Hatov HaMeitiv is a broader blessing because it affects other people. Chef, is just personal. Yeah. Well, I don't make a brach with the girls. The only reason you make a shakyonu is because the Mishnah Berurah has a kiddush that if it says you haven't seen a person in 30 days, you make shakyonu. So that's a whole different getter of shakyonu. Let's leave that example out for now. But so anyway, so let's take a look at what the Mefarshim say over here. It's a very interesting thing. There's a rush. Let me cut to the chase over here. And the Mechaber brings this down. It says, Mechaber says, if you buy something that you and your family use, make a hatov hameitav. Then it says, inostu lo b'matana, if they gave it to him as a gift, mevarach hatov hameitav, he makes a tov hametiv, meaning even if it's not something that his family is going to use, right? Because if it was something his family was going to use, he just got done saying that. So what's he say? The Machaber says, she tova lo ulano saying to the person that gave it to you. In other words, the Magen Avraham says, because if you're an oni, the person who gave it to you feels good. He was mekayem the mitzvah of tzedakah. So all of a sudden, it's a hatov hametiv. The Gra writes, kama, this is the Rush who wrote this. And the Gra writes, and he's not afraid to write this about the Rush. I couldn't believe it. The Rush, I'm just going to quote you the language of the Rush. Kama dvarov halushim. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine writing something like that about the Rush? How weak are his words? Because he says, if that's the case, if it's because it's a Tova from me, let's suppose I'm the recipient, and it's for him who gave it to me, then let him also make a Tova Meitav. Why am I the only one making that Tova Meitav? He should also be able to make the Bracha. And it's only said that I make that Tova Meitav. So he doesn't. Yes. So, but it was good for me, and it's good for him. Whenever it's good for two parties, you make Tova Meitav. So it doesn't make sense. The Gra doesn't understand this whole line of thinking. Anyway, so that's what it seems to be over here as well. I think it talks about it over here. The Rashba, in footnote 22, I just told you the Rosh. The Rashba says that the Bavli does not accept this Gemara, but the Yerushalmi holds, he brings over here by contrast, the Yerushalmi, this is a big Yisod over here. He made reference to this several times already. This is the headquarters of it. That he says that the Yerushalmi holds that to make Hatova Hametiv does not require that it be a third party. It's unbelievable. Shared benefit is not a criterion for making this blessing. What's that? Shared benefit. It could be just for myself, and it's enough to make Hatova Hametiv. Rather, this blessing is recited upon receiving a gift, even if no one else benefits. That's the way the Rashba understands the Yerushalmi sheet. Anyway, very good. So then we have, this is very, very Kiddush Tikkun sheet. Let's keep going. Rabba Avuha Rabba Mori B'Shem Rabba Acha Kona. If you buy new clothing, Omer Baruch Shach Yonah Luzon HaZeh, Yitelo, give him to him as a gift, Baruch HaTov HaMeitev. That's exactly what we just said. Love Ashbegodim, if he puts on new garments, Omer Baruch Malbish Arum. So, in other words, you're going to be making a bracha of shachiyonu when you buy the garment, and then when you put it on, you're going to make the bracha malvish harum. If you buy a garment and it requires alterations, you don't make the shachiyonu at the time of the purchase. Rav Kiveger has an interesting note in the Shulchan Aruch. He says two things. Kalim that require tefillah, yesh la don, that he can't make the shachiyonu at the time of the kinyan because he can't use it until he does the tefillah. Also, he says, if you buy a new house, you can't live there until you put the mezuzah up, right? So again, this people make a mistake. They think mezuzah is 30 days. That's only in a rental. If you buy a house, you have to put the mezuzah up immediately. So you can't live in the house until you put the mezuzah up. So Rav Kiveger writes, Tzarech Iyun L'Dina. Rav Kiveger does not know what the din would be, but it's interesting to note that as a side point. Okay. Why a person makes a sukkah for himself, he says, so he's making a bracha on the asiyas sukkah. And we'll talk about this in a second. If he makes a bracha for someone, if he's building the sukkah for somebody else, he makes a bracha la'asos lo sukkah lishmo. For his, or lishmo, for his sake, that means for the other person's sake. Is that what that means? 25 for him refers to the person who will use the sukkah. Okay. Now, let's just talk about it for a second. He has a long arichas here on the bottom. The question is, what is the mitzvah of asiyas hasukkah? Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah or not? That seems to be a dispute. So there are those who say that building a sukkah is a deraisa, because it says, take a look in the middle of the page over here, 91A4, left column, others maintain, and he goes through that. The previous previous page, he brings Azarua says, it's a preparation. Whenever you prepare a mitzvah, so the heksher mitzvah, you can also say make a brach, because that makes it, in a sense, that makes it like a lishma. So, like, you want to make sure that you're making the mitzvah lishma. So, by making associating a bracha with it, you make it clear that it's l'shem that mitzvah. All right. What else do we have to say here? In any case, let's just go to the bottom line over here. In any case, the Bavli, Sukkah 46a, disputes our Gemara and says there was no mitzvah set up for Asiyas HaSukkah. And therefore, let's see, that the blessing from mitzvahs are reserved for actions whose performance represents the completion of the mitzvah, not the preliminaries. Okay. None of those things to require bracha, because that's not the Gemara mitzvah. And another reason he brings down is because Sukkot's ganvach is kosher. It's ganvach, the gimel, and ganvach is goy, right? So even if a guy builds a sukkah, it's kosher a sukkah. So how can the asiyas sukkah be a mitzvah? Even if a guy builds it, it's kosher. So that's another reason not to make a bracha. Anyway, these are all, there's a long arikas down here. One other thing. The Marsha. The Marsha, this is in 25. I think this is important to know. The Marsha says that this Brisa, okay, this Brisa, the question is, why when we build it for somebody else, do you have to say Lishmo that was built for this other person's sake? What do we need that for? So he says this Brisa holds up a blazer, who holds you can't be Yoitza, the Sukkah's Kavero. In other words, if I walk into your Sukkah, I can't be Yoitza. I have to own the sukkah, right? It's like a din lachem. So therefore, when I build the sukkah, I have to build it for you. I'm not building it for me. I'm building it for you so that it should be your sukkah. That's the way the Marsha explains it. Chavon Hasanel doesn't seem to feel that way, because we're going to see in a second, we have the same language of lishmo where we're about to say you make tefillin for somebody else. You also say that wording. So, and there's no din of lachem. So he doesn't agree with that. Anyway, he says that's because of Arvos. Okay, Ayin Shum, take a look in 25 in your free time to see this discussion about why you said Lishmo and not Lishmo. Nichas Leishabof, you go into the Sukkah. He says, Asher Kuzin Tzvim Leishim HaSukkah. As you know, Mishum Arachal Eliyot Varishan, Yenetzorach Arachal Oy, the Yushami holds. Once you make the bracha the first night, you no longer have to make a bracha again, the entire Sukkah. One bracha is good for the whole Sukkah. Now that'll be a good question as to whether, if like we said before, when you go out of the shop where they have they sell the besamim, we just said if you go out of the shop and come back in, you have to make another bracha each time you go out and in. So would that hold true here too? If you walk out of the sukkah and come back in, wouldn't you have to make? This says in a tzarach levarach halal od. Referring to the entire festival. You will leave it. Let's see what it says over here. Even if one enters the sukkah numerous times throughout the festival, he suffices with the blessing he recited on that first occasion. This is because the mitzvah of dwelling remains in constant effect throughout the 7 nights and days. Therefore, with regard to this mitzvah, it's regarded as one continuous, uninterrupted day. So this pshat, right, this will be the Yerushalmi's pshat. It literally means you're only going to make one bracha, regardless of what's going on or not. Okay, that seems to be. Anyway, we don't pass in the way, of course. Okay, let's go on. Yep. What about lulav? Mayato now that we said this regarding Sukkos, with Miata is anyway. Is there now that we're going Sukkah that even the preparation requires us? Oh, yeah, okay. See, even though just building the Sukkah requires us a bracha, so now we're going to derive from that the same thing will be true for a lulav. Same thing, you'll make a bracha on the Asiyas HaLulav. If you're going to tie, I guess, buy the lulav, prepare the lulav, I guess you're going to tie the minim together, right? Egad, he's making the egad. Last day's lulav lishma, you're making a lulav for this other guy. When you take the lulav, al natil aslov, you're going to make a bracha al natil aslov on shakyonim. Of course, you're going to say shakyonim as well. You're going to make it every time you do the mitzvah, meaning every day that you'll take the lulav. Every night is a hefsek for the mitzvah of lulav. Lulav is only a mitzvah by day, and therefore there's a break, as opposed to sukkah, which at night you have to sleep there, so there's no break. So that's why sukkah is considered one long day, whereas lulav, it's seven separate days, okay?
Shlomi, any thoughts on why the Shekhiyonu is posed as being written as a Shesher Hechiyonu?
Yeah, I didn't look into that at all. I didn't see anything. I'm not sure why it keeps being... It seems like they keep quoting it a little different each time. Yeah.
I'm just wondering which one is different. I don't know. It's interesting. And ultimately, we keep it the same, so...
Yeah. Let's see, he brings over here in 32 another interesting thing, that they would say a Shekhiyonu after the Netilas Lulav, because there was still the Nanuim still have to take place, and then you would do it at that time. If you forgot to make the bracha, you could make, it would be still considered Oivelas Yosam, because you still have to do the Nanuim. I think that would be the dinner. I'm not 100% sure. What's that? He doesn't say that? Yeah. It could be because you made the Shekhiyonu earlier. I'm not sure. Yeah, the question on the for those online is what happened to the Shekhiyonu on the Kiyumitz of Sukkah the first time? Didn't seem to say that. It only mentioned it by Lulav. So I don't know offhand. Probably it was covered in one of these voluminous notes over here. I may have missed it. Yes, that's correct. Yes. Again, the same idea. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. We have the Boya Mizuzah over here, right? And the question, why don't we Shekhiyonu when you fix a mezuzah? He says to say, see the Shekhiyonu there, 289. I looked it up. The Shach says the reason you don't say Shekhiyonu on mezuzah is because it's not bom mizman lizman. Okay. Oh. Very good. Hoy said Phil Atzmai. What question was that? About the Shekhiyonu?
Yeah.
What does he say? But apparently 91A5.
Yeah.
Which note?
It's left column, last paragraph. It is not clear why
our Brisa, which mentions Pasuk Shekhiyonu in regard to Lulav, does not mention Lagavi Sukkah. Okay. Yeah, I thought because the makes Shekhiyonu maybe when you built the Sukkah, so that's why you wouldn't make it later. Okay. Very good. Person makes a tefillin for somebody else. Is that what we're up to? Why is it tefillin? That's why he says Hashem's fun with someone else is tefillin. Lach, he makes it somebody else. Lach, it's tefillin l'shmo. Again, kishul lovei shomer al mitzvah tefillin. This is the famous rule, dispute as to what bracha do you make when you put on tefillin. So over here, the Yerushalmi is stating its position that you make al mitzvah tefillin. It sounds like you're going to make one bracha for the whole mitzvah, right? Whereas we put on lohaniach on the shoyad and al mitzvah on the shorosh. Yeah, that's a big shiloh mishainim, and he talks about it at the bottom. We'll go over that. We'll leave that for now. Hoy sitzitzis la'atzmai, makes his own sitzitzis. He says, Asher, he's someone else's sitzitzis. La'acher, he says, again, he doesn't even bother writing it, but obviously it's lishmo. On this atef, when he wraps himself in the tzitzis, he says, Asher, kishon, smatzivon, l'satav at tzitzis. This question of this atef, this is actually, if you look around in the poskim, you'll see various different ways of what's considered oivelas yoson by the bracha of the satav at tzitzis. For instance, I think maybe the Chayyadim says that you take the talis and you do ituf, and you say at that time, Shek yourself in front of the satav at tzitzis. Other poskim say you hold it up above your head and you say the bracha of the satav at tzitzis, and then you do the ituf. There's different, if you look into different poskim, you'll see there are different select points. The issue over there, of course, is based on the problem of oivelas yoson versus over the over. You don't want to be two steps behind the king of the mitzvah. Okay? I was just wondering about it because of the language of nis ateif. That to me sounded like he already was wrapped, which sounded a little bit like the Chayyadim's position. That's not, I don't know how you guys, that's not my mind is to make the bracha before I wrap myself. But here it sounds a little bit like maybe the Chayyadim. Just how our Hatar Mahamaiser Aimer, Baruch Hashem Kishon Sitzivan will have fresh Shumo Maiser, Lahach will have a Shumo Maiser Lishmo. Hashokhet Sarkom, Baruch Hashem Kishon Sitzivan will have fresh Shumo Maiser, Al Hashkitok. Now we're on Tzadakalach of Beis. Chamachase, the one who covers the blood, makes the bracha al kisei hadam. Hamot tzarach loim rabracha shekis tzvon while amila, and Avihad Ben says bracha shekis tzvon lachnisa b'visah shalav avi. All this is well known. Holding them shom, people who are standing around. Again, the language of Olden makes it sound like you can't be seated while other people are doing the misa mila. Everyone's supposed to be standing. That's why you see everyone standing. So when you see everyone standing, you shouldn't decide, oh, you know what, why do you have to stand? I'll just sit down and be different than everyone else. No, the reason they stand is because Yerushalmi says the word ha'aindim shom. And when somebody's doing a mitzvah, you stand up for the person doing the mitzvah. You say, k'shem she'chnasto lebris. You say the language of Yerushalmi is talking really to the father. You're saying, just like you are machnas the child to the bris, so you should be zochel hachniso. The Torah, will the chuppah, and we don't have the words of the Maisim Tavim here, but our Gersa is the Maisim Tavim. They ask a question, they bring for the Avudraham, the Beis Yosef brings the question, why does the Maisim Tavim come after chuppah? Why would it be at least Lebris, the Maisim Tavim, will chuppah? Why do you think he says? He says, because these are the mitzvahs, that's basically, you're right. That these are the mitzvahs that a father is chayav to do for a son. He's chayav to do the milah. He's chayav to see Oisha, to marry him off. And so that's the two mitzvahs he's chayav to do. And then after that, up until Ben Esrim, he's not a brachiyuva. He only becomes a brachiyuva. In other words, in Dina Shemayim, he only becomes a brachiyuva after 20. So therefore, the order of the Zavodraham says this. Therefore, it says the chuppah l'maisim tayv. Yeah, I guess that's not my symptom. I agree with you, it doesn't seem to make sense, right? But that's the Avudraham. I don't remember. Whatever it said to the sitter. Yeah. Hamavorech, Tzarek Lomar, Asher Kiddush, you did with Bethan. The one who was designated to say the bracha. Some people say the designee is the one who did the milah. Others say you give it to somebody else. Okay, I'm sure you guys have Torah to say about this. I didn't prepare any Torah over here. According to Benatan, the blessing mentions all three of our forefathers, the beloved one. Where does it say beloved one? That's the beloved one. Yeah, so that's Avraham Avinu. And then his flesh, Chag B'She'eiro Sam, he put a, that's referring to Yitzchak. It sets off, sets off Chasam, that's referring to Yaakov Avinu. I'm not sure what the connection is exactly. Okay. Next. Mitzvos may emosai mevarach aleihim. So when do you make brachos on the mitzvos? B'yakin omar, oivelasi yosan. That's what you're all familiar with. You make them before you do them, you perform the mitzvah. In the Bavli, there are no other people who argue, but here in the Yerushalmi, there is a Baal Plukta to Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Huna Amar, B'shasas Yosem, while they're being performed. Okay? He's afraid something might happen. So therefore, you wait till you start to, you're in the midst of the act. Asad Rav Huna Kishmuel, Rav Yosem Rabban, B'shem Shmuel, Kal Mrs. Tunis Brach, B'shasas Yosem. He says that all mitzvahs, you make a bracha while you're doing them, which is exactly what Rufuna said. Except there are exceptions. What are the exceptions? Chosmet kiyo tefila. Except for tekiyas, right? You can't make, since the mitzvah of tekiyas shofar, let's take that one first. The mitzvah of tekiyas shofar is obviously you're blowing out your mouth. The shofar, you can't be making a bracha at the same time. So therefore, there you're going to have to make the bracha before you blow the shofar. And for tefillah, there, if you're talking about the tefillah of a ger, so while he's a guy, he can't say Ashek Rishonim Lusaz V'tzivonu. So therefore, he can't make the bracha before he does the tefillah. What?
No.
We're talking about whether you can do Oivel As Yasin. Before you put your head underwater, you'll say the bracha, Ashek Rishonim Lusaz V'tzivonu. Alhamdulillah. So B'shas HaSiyasam, of course, you wouldn't be able to do, but he can't even do Oivel HaSiyasam either, I'm saying. He can't do it either. He can't do B'shas, and he can't do B'shas HaSiyasam either, right? That's not a mitzvah. We're talking about mitzvahs. When you do mitzvah. No. Maybe before you eat matzah, that might be a mitzvah. People will talk about that. But we're talking about the Brachos HaMitzvos here. Yeah. That's what they say about the mikvah. I believe there's a little comment here about that. The other thing he says, and if it's not talking about a convert, then you could be talking about a Balkari. He's not allowed to say Brachos beforehand. So again, he has to be titled first. These are the different examples. Now, Tiei Shomrim. Some say another exception would be Kedushin B'Be'ilah. Why this is brought up here as a possibility, I'm not sure. We know, of course, Rav would give Malchus on anybody who's in college with Bia. But here the Yerushalmi is actually talking about it with giving us the instructions. So obviously, someone cannot make a bracha, right, on the Maisa, because he has over here the Berkus Erison over here at the bottom, right? He has Asher Kishon Sos Mitzvah Nol Harayas, Asher Saruz, Asher Suspanu, Adei Chupa V'Kedushin. So that bracha of Erison, you can't make, I guess, B'Shas Maisa, like we're saying, at the time of the Maisa of Bia, because they're not clothed. So, therefore, in this case, one delays the blessing until after he performs the marital act. Okay? Although one could theoretically perform the act while clothed and simply cover his exposed parts while reciting the blessing, in which case it would be possible, but he says the rabbis did not require a person to cohabit in this unnatural manner. So they said, they instituted a delay in the blessing. That's what it says over here. For doing Yibum, is there a bracha? I don't know. I know there's Mimer by Yibum. When we do Kesef first, is there a bracha by Mimer? It would be the first question. I don't know. I haven't looked into that. Yeah. Okay, next. Yep. Amar Rabbi Yaino, Islach Horoi, that's another mitzvah. When you say the bracha after the mitzvah, that's Tefillin Shel Yad Ad Shelo Yachalos. That's as long as you have not removed the bracha, as long as you haven't removed your Tefillin Shel Yad. There's a bracha, we've mentioned this in the past, Shamatua Esachuka Hazois Lamadam Yamim Yamimah, that the Yerushalmi holds, you make a bracha on the Shmira of taking your tefillin off at the end of the day. So you take the bracha, is the actual bracha is Lishmar Chukah. Okay. So let's see here. So what will be the pshat over here? So Rabbi Yonah is saying this is another exception that you make the brachas during the performance. This blessing cannot be recited until after the mitzvah has been performed, right? You have to take off the tefillin to show that you're doing the act of shmira, and therefore, right? So that's why this bracha would happen after the mitzvah is finished. I mean, one could argue that the act of shmira only takes place. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah tefillin per se. It's a shmira of tefillin to make sure you're not wearing the tefillin after dark. So when are you mekayim the mitzvah of shmira? When you remove the tefillin. So it's like a little bit of it's not a great example. I mean I don't think it's a great example. Okay, shorosh. What if you move the shorosh last over here? This is the question. The Gemara said, why did Rabbi Yonah pick Stavka the Tzon Shal Yad? It would be true even if he removes the Tzon Shal Rosh last. The Gemara says, Ad Shalo Yeva, that just like before you put on the Tzon, when you're first putting them on, you don't put on the Shal Rosh first, you put on the Shal Yad first. Lo Yeva, right, you don't put on the Tzon Shal Rosh. So min dieva, when the tefillin, I'm not sure I'm translating this right. So too, when removing the tefillin, once the arm tefillin are placed on him, vayeva, they must remain on him. He can't remove them until after the head tefillin. In other words, basically we're saying like this. The tefillin shorosh is hayulu totafos b'nei nechel, right? That you have to wear the tefillin shorosh. It's always lashon rabim. In other words, you have to have the shayad first. Then you have the shorosh. You never take off the shayad first, and then the shorosh. And that's why when he talked about the bracha of Lishma Chukov, he was talking about only legabi tefillin shayad. That's what the Yerushalmi is basically saying. Okay? So, okay, I guess we'll stop here. Yeah, it's 9:11 already. So we'll, that's the end of Tzadik Aleph Beis. We'll begin Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph tomorrow. Yes, Hashem. Everybody have a good day. Any questions, any comments from the online group? All gone.
All great. It was all great, Shlomi. Fantastic.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Shlomi, we loved it, okay?
Take care, Abe.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.